Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Trump is now suggesting that two foreign governments should investigate his potential 2020 political rival Joe Biden and Biden's son, Hunter. Details from NPR's Frankel Ordonez.
On his way to Florida, President Trump reiterated that Ukraine should launch an investigation of the Biden family. He then added that Beijing should look into the former vice president and his son's activities.
By the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
In Arizona, Vice President Mike Pence defended Trump, stating that the American people have a right to know whether the former vice president or his family profited from his position. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, The White House.
Congressman Adam Schiff says President Trump's latest comments show he feels he can do anything he wants without being punished. Schiff says that Trump has breached his oath of office. He chairs the House Intelligence Committee, which has a leading role in the impeachment inquiry of Trump. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is stepping up its warnings about the risks of vaping. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports that there are now 1,080 confirmed and probable vaping-related cases of lung injury in 48 states, including at least 18 deaths.
The increase in cases is partially the result of accounting for people who may have fallen ill some time ago. But there continue to be new cases reported, and the CDC is also investigating reports of additional deaths. CDC officials say they believe there are still risky products out there, and they're warning people to avoid vaping, especially products containing THC. Officials say they're particularly concerned about products bought off the street or black market, but given there's not yet any one product or one compound that explains all the cases, officials say for now, as the investigation continues, it's best to avoid all vaping products. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Burial plans are being made for thousands of fetal remains found in the Illinois home of a doctor who died last month. Jennifer Weingart from member station WVPE reports that the remains have been returned to Indiana, where the doctor worked.
After Dr. Ulrich Klopfer died in September, more than 2,200 medically preserved fetal remains were found stored in his garage. Klopfer performed abortions in three Indiana cities until his license was suspended in 2016. Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill is heading the investigation.
We are determined to do as best we can to find answers, and whatever answers we find, we will make you aware of those. If we're not able to find answers, we'll let you know that as well.
Hill says the remains are from abortions performed between 2000 and 2002. It's not yet clear where in Indiana the abortions were performed. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Weingart in South Bend.
This is NPR News. The United States, Great Britain, and Australia are urging Facebook to provide the means for authorities to read encrypted messages. They say the company's plan to expand the protection from WhatsApp to its other messaging services will impede the fight against child abuse, terrorism, and other criminal activity. CEO Mark Zuckerberg defends the decision, saying that Facebook is considering limiting ways that adult users can interact with minors. Zuckerberg also says he's optimistic that law enforcement will be able to identify predators by using the same tools now available to fight election interference. Satellite data show the number of fires in the Amazon forest in Brazil dropped sharply last month, down a third from August. Details from NPR's Philip Reeves.
This is the first good news from the Amazon in a while. The number of fires in the region in July and August was the highest in nearly a decade. That triggered an international outcry focused on Brazil's far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, who denies that the rainforest is the lungs of the world and is eager to exploit its mineral wealth. September historically has more fires than August, but this month's number is the lowest in 6 years, according to Brazil's National Institute for Space Research. It's not clear how much this decline has to do with Bolsonaro's firefighting efforts. He responded to international pressure by sending in troops and promising to crack down on ranchers and farmers illegally clearing land. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
On stock markets in Asia, shares are mixed higher in Tokyo following gains on Wall Street. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.